हरे कृष्णा। क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम पांडुरंग चरण प्रभु। यू मेंशन इन वन ऑफ योर भक्ति शास्त्री क्लासेस दैट टू गो बैक टू गॉडहेड वी शुड चैंट द राइट नेम विद द राइट कंसेप्शन। वी शुड चैंट द नेम्स ऑफ कृष्णा विष्णु अंडरस्टैंडिंग देयर पोजिशन, बट देन देर आर सम देवता, सम सेल्फ प्रोक्लेम्ड गॉड्स, सम गॉड मैन who have the names of God, say like Aniruddha Baba, Bapu. So then, when their followers chant their names, they are chanting the right name, that is, they are chanting the name of Vishnu, but with the wrong conception. So, will they make spiritual advancement by that? Or will they be doomed like it happens with wrong name and wrong, those who chant with wrong name with wrong conception? Answer, now, whenever we have any analytical framework that is given for a broad understanding of concepts. Whenever any kind of taxonomy is created, taxonomy is nomenclature or analytical framework is created, no taxonomy precisely reflects reality. So, there will always be porous boundaries. So, for that matter, now we could say that Shiva can also be a name of Vishnu. So, Sarva, Sharva, Shiva, Sthanur, Bhuta, Dhirnidhiravya. Not only can it be a name of Vishnu, because Shiva means all auspicious, and ultimately it is Vishnu is all auspicious, but even Vishnu is referred to by the name Shiva by an authority no less than Vyasadev. So, not Vyasadev, Bhishma Dev, in his Vishnu Sahasranam. As I mentioned, Sarva, Sharva, Shiva, Sthanur, Bhuta, Dhirnidhiravya. So, now when Bhishma Pitama is himself referring to Vishnu as Shiva, then will those who chant the Om Namah Shivaya mantra go to Vishnu? Answer, no. Because the name is important, but actually we could say even more important than the name is the conception. So if people are chanting the name of Shiva and they are having the conception of Shiva, then they will go to Siddhatat Bhava Bhavitaha. Whatever the conception, that's what is attained. Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. So they will go to that particular Devta. So similarly, say if some person in this world who claims to be God has got the name of a God, has the name of Vishnu, say as you said Aniruddha, then what happens to the person who worships who chants the names of that particular God man? So now because that name is connected with Vishnu, there will be some benefit, no doubt. But it will be minimal. So if you really want to split here, we can say that if a God man who has a name of God and a God man who does not have the name of God, and those two names are chanted, then there is the God man who has the name of God chanting his names is better than the chanting the name of the God man who does not have the name of God. So we could split here like that, but the point is there is a misdirection of worship, and that misdirection is going to keep the soul in spiritual tribulation. Soul is going to continue on in material existence, and at one level, Vishnu is also known as Sarva Namavan. He is the possessor of all names. So we could even go to the extreme and say anyone who is chanting any name is chanting the name of Vishnu only. Madhvacharya actually does quite an elaborate bit of analysis talking about how Vishnu is Sarva Namavan. Prabhupada also talks about that in one Bhagavatam purport, where it says all names ultimately refer to the Supreme Lord. Because whatever, that is a profound subject, but in a simple sense, whatever attributes any name refers to, those attributes are ultimately present in the Supreme Lord. So the point is that there is Vishnu as a person, and there are his expansions, and they have particular names. So now those names, when we chant with the conception of Vishnu, then that is the most auspicious course of action, which will most quickly lead us to the supreme destination. But those who chant those names, but when those names are referring to someone else, then that is not going to lead to purification. There can be some minimal purification, but then we also have to look at the overall consciousness, motivation, and life that a person is living. Prabhupada gave the example that there was the Sahajiyas. They go out chanting the name Radha, Radha, Radha. And there's one man, his barber's wife was named Radha. So whenever he would hear the Sahajiyas going around chanting the name Radha, 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 he would remember that barber's wife. And basically he was thinking of having an illicit relationship with her. So now Radha is the name of the goddess, supreme goddess of fortune. But then if we have a contaminated vision, then chanting the name of Radha may actually increase the lust within us because we are thinking of somebody else by the name Radha. So the point here is that phalena parichayate. We can have an analytical framework to have a broad understanding of how things are going to work. But with respect to specifics, we always have to look at time, place, circumstance, look at individual, and then we understand what is going to be destination. So those who are chanting, as I said, those who are chanting the names of God because those are the names of the Godmen. Now they are not going to get the benefit of chanting the names of God directly, but indirectly they will get some benefit. It will be more than the benefit of chanting some other Godman's names whose name is not related with God directly, at least not in the way it is given in the Vedic tradition. But still, overall, it is not just the chanting of the names, it is chanting of the names with proper conception. That is important. And so, if the overall conception is misdirected, overall the heart is misdirected, and the heart is going towards worship of a particular person who is not at all God, then that is going to lead eventually to a ruinous destination. It is not going to lead to elevated destination. But while going towards the ruinous destination, that person may get some little benefit because that person has been chanting a name which is associated with the name of the Lord. But the whole point of, we should not see any particular activity isolated from the whole. So chanting is extremely important. But chanting is a part of bhakti, and the purpose of bhakti is to become devoted to Bhagavan. So if we just artificially rip chanting out of its whole bhakti context, and so we claim that, oh, I am chanting, that this person is chanting the name of God, and whatever. But then what is the purpose of that chanting? And that purpose is not to actually become devoted to God, but is to become devoted to somebody else. Then that is not going to lead to any substantial spiritual advancement. Yes, the chanting of the name of God, in whatever way we do it, there is definitely some benefit, no doubt. But then when we see the Bhagavatam talking about such, or the Acharyas talking about such glories, how glorious is the holy name, that even if it is incidentally chanted, it gives you so much benefit. The point of all such references in scripture is that if the holy name is so potent, then why not chant it attentively? If incidental chanting can give us so much benefit, then an intentional, conscious chanting can give us so much greater benefit. And therefore, chant it consciously, chant it attentively. That is the essential message that scripture gives us. And that is the message that we should apply in our life. And that is the message towards which we should encourage others to also come. Thank you. Hare Krishna.